Welcome to Know You're Wrong, the podcast where your opinions are invalidated. Know You're Wrong is hosted by The Harris and is supported by a cast of Griffin, Isabella, Liel, and Daniel. Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to our first episode of Know You're Wrong. I'm your host for today, Harris, and we all just wanted to formally introduce ourselves. First up, we got Griffin Jones.
What's up? I'm Griff. Super pumped to be on the show. Always wanted to do something like this. I like long walks on the beach. I like working out. And most of all, I like bitches with big boobs.
Next up, we got Daniel the Danimal.
Hello. My name's Daniel. I got asked to do this podcast. I'm really nervous in front of the mic. I'm new here, and I have new opinions, and I can't wait to express them.
Shut up, Daniel!
Thank you, Daniel. Disclaimer, Daniel is not being bullied. We're all very nice to him. All right, and coming up next, we got Isabella.
Shut up, Daniel!
Daniel, what did we just say?
Sit down!
I am also new, but I am not getting bullied. I'm here for the sole purpose of feeding my God complex.
And last, but certainly not least, we have Liel.
I'm Liel. I'm here to have a good time. And I hate Daniel.
Everyone hates Daniel!
These teens, as a collective, debate over casual dinner table topics and get very passionate over their own personal opinions compared to their colleagues. Today, they are debating over which breakfast foods are the best and ones that shouldn't exist, with the help of a tier list.
Let's just go bacon because it's simple. All right. Okay. How are we going to know who's who, though?
Just the voices. By their voice.
All right, so personally, I got bacon A tier.
I got bacon yep. S tier.
Bacon would be S if I didn't overeat it.
Yeah. In general.
Do I have an S tier or A tier?
You have an S.
Oh, I have mine S tier.
Bacon is just very traditional, every day. Classy, just bacon. It's just bacon. Always there.
It's just toasty now. That's all it is.
Where are you
mine
guys?
Mine is A. I have
A tier.
We all got A tier.
A tier,
okay.
Yep.
Okay. All right, so,
understandable.
All right.
Solid.
Next we got, let's do something sweet. French toast. What do we think about French toast?
French toast?
I got French toast S tier.
Hot take, I have French toast in C.
Yeah. What? I love me some French toast.
Sorry about it.
Your French toast, Isabella got French toast A. Okay, some good French toast is so much better than...
Thing is, I got one thing to say about that.
Yeah, I do.
You guys are all wrong. And I'm right.
You're literally wrong.
French toast is so overrated.
But like, okay, but pancakes and waffles, like, out of those three, a good French toast is so much better.
Agreed.
I'd rather have, like, a mid pancake or a mid waffle over a good French toast.
Speaking of that, pancakes, where y'all have it? I got mine B tier.
C.
Pancakes?
Because they give you, like, a heartburn. Have you ever had pancakes?
Oh, yeah, I have mine at C, too.
I'd be rocking with A because you get them bangs buttered up. I'm like,
I feel like I'm going to throw up after, like...
No, literally, after, like, pancake, it, like, fills your entire stomach up. That's disgusting. You're wrong.
You kids are wrong.
Bagels. S.
A.
A.
I can't eat a bagel every day of my life. Yes. I can't.
And every, like, a toasted everything bagel tops everything all the time. Yep. Any time of the day.
A tier.
Hopefully everyone
insert
heard that.
Insert high five noise.
Well, no, I got an A because I actually eat two a day. Yeah. Like,
but that's not S for you?
Oh, no,
you
I said,
eat it
I mean S.
Day?
I said, I okay. meant S.
Leo, where you got your bagels?
S.
There we go.
Damn.
Love that.
Oh, so I had A.
Right, let's take a detour back to the meat department.
Oh, God.
Where were we ripping sauce?
Sausage
B.
It's classic. It's classic, but it's like it's bordering B and C.
See, I got sausage A because I got
have
it over
sausage
bacon.
A.
I got it over bacon.
Okay, never sausage over bacon.
I would have bacon over sausage, except I've over A bacon.
Me too, but like in the overview, bacon is just top tier.
But you're wrong.
Whether like Daniel, what do you have to say about sausage?
I have it behind bacon, but it's on A.
It's so inconsistent.
Yep. I love me some hotel sausage
Agreed.
With
yeah.
a waffle.
Yep.
Okay, but
yep.
get this.
He just
sausage.
Said hotel, so like
I've
you
never,
can literally get a good sausage anywhere.
No, but it's never tastes the same ever. That's so weird. Like sausage is never the same. And
plus,
I
like
a good
sausage.
Maple sausage.
All right, I gotta add C.
Thank you.
I gotta add C.
I love the maple.
Or no, I gotta add B.
Mine isn't even that far down. I don't know where you're clowning me.
Maple bacon and maple sauce.
Because, like, B, you're...
Maple bacon.
All right.
B is mid.
Let's go back to sweet.
Yeah, B is mid.
Should we go sweet or should we go the potato route?
Potato route.
We only got one potato.
We got one potato. It's in the same spot.
Hash browns are S.
S tier.
If you literally... Everyone. If you think literally anything else,
you're wrong.
You're wrong.
You're wrong.
You're wrong.
All right.
Daniel, what do you have?
They're S.
Okay.
I was gonna say.
Stay
quiet. S. Okay, this one has started some controversy. Cinnamon rolls.
S.
S.
All right, hear me out. I have them at D.
We need a real
explanation. Can I set the scene? Can I set the scene real quick?
Yeah, no.
Sunday morning.
No, that's exactly what I'm thinking when I think of thing, but it just...
Sunday morning. You don't wake up. You don't wake up because the sun shines in your room.
No.
You wake up because...
No,
what's that smell? Cinnamon rolls.
Okay,
Mama's cooking.
In theory, it's like, oh, cinnamon rolls. But, like, you eat one, and you're just like, oh.
I eat one.
I eat like seven.
I eat one,
and I'm like,
they make me
give
sick.
Me more.
Like, I love the idea of them, but it's just like, I also don't like sweet things as much. But, like, cinnamon, like, overrated. 100% overrated.
I put them at B.
Mm-hmm.
Here's why. Because I love cinnamon rolls. But I can't eat more than one. Hash browns, on the other... Like, hash browns, I can eat the whole package.
No, yeah. Hash browns, like, is different. You can't compare hash browns and cinnamon rolls.
The problem
I know, but, like, the amount that I need it.
Okay, if we're talking,
you
like,
you have a valid argument, both of you.
Yeah. If we're
except
talking,
for the fact that you're just wrong.
If we're
that's all there is
I like cinnamon rolls.
No,
I just can't eat more.
If we're talking, like, Pillsbury,
so that's
like,
why
I might, because of the flaky goodness.
What else, what other cinnamon roll are we talking about? Pillsbury's the only way to go.
I guess.
I literally can't name another.
I might be able to.
Even, like, Cinnabon.
I might be able to go up to...
I rock with the Pillsbury.
I might be able to rank it up to C, but, like, I'm sticking with D.
All right, we gotta rip some ice. Right. We gotta get
oatmeal. C. Because
D.
Get this, it's gross and I have texture issues with it. It freaks me out.
It's good.
But sometimes, like, I could rip a bowl of oatmeal.
See, I also had it in C because, yeah,
there are things
that
are worse.
I don't necessarily, like, get up and I'm like, man, I want some oatmeal. But if I'm, like, in a hurry and I'm like, you know what, I'm just gonna throw some oatmeal.
It's also
right.
It's a good filler.
Yeah.
Also with that fruit on top.
Mm.
Leo,
this might be some recent bias.
Do we have reasons?
But the last bowl of oatmeal
like,
I had was horrible,
well, okay.
So I put it in D.
Bad oatmeal's bad.
He ended the season on a bad episode.
Yeah, it was not good.
That's
the
a great analogy.
That's a Tyler the Creator line. I'm not taking credit for
insert
that.
Insert high five.
Okay. Insert high five. Yogurt. Okay, listen. Wait.
I don't remember what.
Yogurt with fruit, granola, and honey. Holy God! Daniel's giving me the dirtiest look. He's holding something.
See, when I originally ranked this, I put it at C because because I'm thinking like the yo play all that.
No, but
I agree. You get granola, you get fruit, you get honey in that
mantraka.
You
get yogurt
it's
in that
fire.
No, yeah,
that shit's that
yogurt?
Stuff's bomb.
Like oh my God, it's so good. Daniel, speak.
I should have put it
on.
I have yogurt in D.
Wrong.
Here's
wrong.
The thing.
Wrong.
You're wrong.
Here's the thing.
You just get up and leave now.
I hate Greek yogurt. The only yogurt
that is offensive.
Do you know what
ethnicity
you are?
I
know.
I am Greek.
And
that's
I still
Greek.
Hate Greek yogurt.
Oh,
so
Greek power.
Insert
high five.
I went out and I've tried to get yogurt. Just to have a better breakfast.
Right.
And I tried the oats, I tried the honey, granola, I've tried it all together, but the Greek yogurt, I just can't.
Because
I want to vomit.
If you get the vanilla yogurt, because Greek yogurt's like, it's a base. It's nice and creamy, and it's not,
you gotta add
it's not sweet.
To it.
If you get vanilla yogurt, add honey and granola, it's just
diabetes.
Oh my God.
Well,
yeah,
it's
added.
It's so much better.
Nah, bro.
Yeah.
It's so all much right. better. I don't know where we're at.
You're
donuts.
Wrong.
Donuts.
Case
donuts.
In point, Dan is wrong.
Yeah.
Donuts B.
Yeah.
I could rock a Dunkin'
Donuts.
Fraction prune.
I had donuts in C.
Cake donuts.
I had donuts at B.
I put them in B.
Ugh.
That's something for me.
Daniel has it at S.
I could genuinely, if I sat down.
I get that.
If I sat down with three good bagels, I could eat all three. I sat down with three good donuts.
By the second one, I'm like, one and a half.
I'm like,
I don't
know.
It's like
Daniel
same thing
D.
with Griffin. I can eat a lot of cinnamon rolls, but like I don't even want to look at a
donut. But donuts is like, it's going back to the Sunday morning thing. It's like,
yeah.
I get donuts.
You
smell
get,
like,
that prune down to the fraction.
Oh,
yeah. Can we get into a controversial one real quick?
Yeah.
Canadian bacon.
Ooh.
Canadian bacon?
Okay.
Canadian bacon.
No.
Canadian
bacon. Okay, wait, where do I even have it?
I have it
B.
I agree.
I have it B.
D.
I think I could push C for that. Because it's like, it kind of freaks me out.
Yeah, I could push C for the simple reason.
Wait, is it
reason.
Ham or bacon? What's the difference?
It's the same thing.
It's a
same thing. It's just different. So, I mean, I'll eat it if it's on the plate.
Right.
But it's like, when I'm getting... When
I'm not
getting
a side of ham. You get a side of bacon.
When I'm getting, like, pancakes and eggs,
no.
like, if it comes with Canadian bacon, I'm a little disappointed.
Yeah.
That's... But
no, yeah.
it's not necessarily a bad food.
All right, can we talk about... Wait, Leo, what do you think about bacon?
Yeah.
When you got it?
Bacon? I have it at...
Or no, not bacon. Ham.
Canadian bacon.
See? All right, that's solid.
All right, solid, solid.
All right, can we talk about French toast, waffles, pancakes? What are we thinking? Because, listen,
the big
pancakes versus French toast, French toast all day.
French toast is on the bottom for me.
Ugh. French toast, waffles, pancakes.
Thank you. A good waffle, like, if it's a crappy waffle, I'm like,
But, like, a
waffles,
bad waffle is still a good waffle.
Waffles are superior pancakes because the shape. It's the same thing, shape's better.
It makes me feel like
waffles,
a child.
It holds.
I have a great statement.
You get one waffle and you feel great. Pancakes, you get three gigantic pancakes and you feel like
French toast.
Oh,
you get four slices
and
you devour it.
Nah, bro.
But it literally gives you, like, it makes me feel so gross.
You get sick.
Yeah.
Or it makes you feel sick.
You don't have to
giving
eat
you
all.
So much.
All right.
I like making
I my
the
statement?
Waffle.
Yeah, go.
So, I got pancakes over waffles for the simple reason. A home-cooked pancake's better than a home-cooked waffle, but store-bought waffles are better than store-bought pancakes.
Agreed. I agree with that.
Eggo waffles are definitely better than, like, those microwavable hotcakes, but home-cooked pancakes are better, so I'm going to. All right,
let's talk about eggs. This is okay, I got
we
eggs.
We have several different egg options.
I got eggs bordering B and C.
Yes.
Agreed.
No.
Because
I can eat them. I don't want them every day.
All right, so every so often, like, you want a runny egg or, like, a scrambled egg. Like, what are we thinking? Runny or scrambled?
How do you guys like
I'm
eggs?
More scrambled.
Scrambled?
I prefer my over medium.
Over medium is
over
so good because you get the bacon dip and the... Oh.
And then you get the
you get
like
sandwich bit,
part.
You get like a little bit of like that... A
little
like,
bit of run.
It's like a little bit of run, then
but
a little bit of
like
jello consistency.
Oh. Yeah.
No,
yeah,
but get this.
That's it. That's the one.
Like, have you ever just been eating eggs and like in the middle of it you get so disgusted?
Yes.
Because like...
It happens
like,
when you eat
like,
too many.
The smell of egg, like every so often it makes me literally gag.
A perfectly cooked egg, I could eat like 15 of them. I'm not gonna lie to you, but listen.
If it's a suspicious egg.
See, what makes me, if I put a bite into my mouth, and you know that
jelly,
not yolk, but the white jelly, I spit it out, I can't eat anymore.
Yep,
that's what I'm saying. Like, because that
has
like
to be cooked all the way
through. If you think about it,
the middle is fine.
If you think about it too much, it makes me want to gag. On eggs.
Insert gag noise here.
High five.
Insert high five.
Fart, insert high five.
So with going on eggs, what are we thinking? Egg sandwich. Get this. Bacon, egg and cheese.
S. Egg.
Cheddar cheese.
S.
On an everything bagel.
S.
All day.
Egg.
S. S tier.
Bacon, egg and cheese.
Egg.
S. Sausage, egg and cheese. S. Scrapple, egg and cheese.
S.
S.
No, like, it really depends on the... You can't.
It's a versatile
player. Crap, you put Canadian bacon on a sandwich, I'll eat it.
No, yeah, that makes more sense. What are we missing? Scones.
Burrito.
Or no, Danish. It's not scones.
Burrito.
I love Danish.
Danish.
I can mess with a Danish. That's on C, though.
D. I don't like the jelly.
I went to Puerto Rico, like, 8 years ago, and every morning, I'd
Danish.
Walk up this hill and go to this local Danish place. Oh, my God.
Well, honestly,
no
it...
Yeah.
No.
Danishes,
okay.
Leo?
Danishes?
C.
See?
D.
D.
You guys are wrong.
I've not had a Danish, so it's all right, TBD. All right.
Breakfast burrito. All day, I got it at A.
It's either
I
mid or super hot.
God darn it.
Videos.
All
right.
All right, we're going to wrap it here. Insert fart noise.
Insert fart noise.
Superior. Okay, so here we are here with Miss Giesman asking her about some controversial ones. And cinnamon roll was the number one controversial one because I put it at D. We want to know...
I'm all over ass, don't get me wrong.
We want to know where you
for
put...
For sure. Superior. Amazing.
See, my thinking is, like, I love the idea of them,
right.
but I can't eat more than one.
So
like,
why
I
is
just,
it D, then?
Because it's, like, it makes me feel gross. Does that make sense?
Oh, my gosh.
Your opinion
makes me
feel
filled
gross.
With happiness.
Happiness.
I love cinnamon rolls. Like, if I could be a breakfast food, I would want to be a cinnamon roll because, like, it's perfect. And it pairs really well with coffee because it's, like, coffee isn't as sweet, so it kind of just pairs really well
See,
with
I can
it.
Get behind that.
Yeah, I
so
think
we,
it would just pair it the right way.
We had it at C, but you're thinking S.
I am.
Thank
okay.
You.
Solid answer.
Thank
you.
I hope you can hear that high.
Yeah. So So we are here with Miss Jameson. Say hello.
Hi.
I got you mid-sip. What is your stance on Canadian bacon or ham?
I love Canadian
bacon. Oh, yeah?
On pizza.
Oh, on pizza. That's a new one.
For breakfast?
Hawaiian pizza.
I love Hawaiian pizza.
Yeah, that's Canadian bacon.
Mm-hmm. How about you're at a breakfast, you're at a diner, right? Uh-huh. And they're like, pick your side, and you say, like, oh, bacon, sorry, we're out, sausage, we're out, and they give you Canadian bacon. How are you feeling
about that? Is that how you feel, or would you pick ham?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I would rather have bacon.
Right.
Real.
Mm-hmm.
American.
Yeah. Bacon. So for breakfast, you're not really rocking with the ham as much.
No.
So where would you tier it on our handy dandy list?
I'd say B.
B tier? That's solid.
Yeah.
Very good answer.
That's
okay.
Solid.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Jameson. So we're here with Danielle, and your question is, how do you feel about hash browns?
I love hash browns. They're solid breakfast food.
Mm-hmm.
Eat them with ketchup. Get them from any fast food restaurant, diners, at
always
home.
Good.
Always good.
So where would you tier that?
Are you talking S or like maybe A?
Definitely S.
Definitely S tier?
I love that
answer.
Okay.
That was the most simplest answer.
She went into detail, too.
Great take.
Amazing.
Thank you, Danielle.
Yep.
Gotta hear the high fives.
Nice. Insert high five.
Insert high five times three.
Next time on Know You're Wrong, your favorite group will debate over the 50 states and try to rank them accordingly. We hope to see you next time on Know You're Wrong.